No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Friday, victory, boom. Winner! Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Shout out. Well done. Huskers are 1-0, undefeated in the season, 2017 win. Last night in Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, Bach is here with me. You can be a part of the show, and you have been. The Sardar Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If Channel 961 is up in your house or place of business, screen grab, take a picture, send it to us. Do that. We may have something for you. If it's on your TV, wherever you are, let us know. Download the ticket app, please do so. Greatly appreciate that. Bach, pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the noon hour. That means it's lunchtime. Lunchtime here at the Ticket is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with 2 locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
Thank you, kind sir. And we need Mulberries to deliver next Wednesday for lunch.
I would never turn that down.
Right? Like, I think, you know, put that into the universe. Put that into the universe. I do want to spend. You guys deserve to be heard today. So I want your texts. We're gonna get through. So I'm gonna pick up where we left off. Bill and Bennett says this. Bill, well done. He says, "Why are you even reading stupid people's texts that are negative on air? We should all just be smiling today and celebrate the Husker win." Texter says this: "Win a 1-score game. Win the turnover battle. Win against a P4 team in the opener. Celebrate all weekend." I'm in. That sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Texture 1022 says this: "Emmett had a bad drop, and then the play after that came like a man possessed to make it right. That is the right attitude. Don't get down. Get up, shake it off, and fight back." Taylor Swift reference. Shake it off. Tom says this: "I'm not sure why people are disappointed with the defense. There were unknowns at the beginning of the season. Other than defending the quarterback run, they did very well. For starters, the defense got 2 turnovers. Now, people are disappointed with the offensive performance. I understand that, since I think the expectations are and should be greater for the offense than the defense." Chase B says this. Chase B, how you doing? Says it was a 1-score game, but we really were up by 10 most of the game. That's how I see it. Mike says, "I think Big Ten teams all run between the tackles, really struggled there. 100% of our conference foes saw a struggle in the middle. I know that Michigan is drawing up, as they should, but also know that that will not be the scheme against Michigan. That will not be the scheme. That will not be the defensive scheme. Ryan in Nashville, you're having fun. He says, old Frosty almost dropped the ball last night. 17-10 in the last quarter, literally last drive. It was 10-10, and they were on the defense. They had UCF. They had the ball at UCF's 40 and absolutely crapped a bit. Gave the ball back, took a drive, touchdown, 17-10.
Of course, the lightning delay was something interesting. Yeah.
Look at Farley outside. Look at your mans. Look at your mans. Look at your mans. The OG CJ says, hey, DP, don't forget that Cincy could have also improved. Can't say that Nebraska didn't play well when we don't know how good Cincy may be. All in fact. And then Texas says, remember, Wyoming beat Akron 10-0. Our next opponent hasn't scored yet. Hadn't scored. That's a good Wyoming defense. They got a shutout. Got a shutout. When I stopped watching Houston Christian, opponent number three, because I want eyes on. Imagine my heart. Mind you, they're playing Arkansas Baptist. At the time I stopped watching, Houston Christian had put up 62 points. 62. Yeah, not sure what the value system on it was, but 62 points is there. Rodney says this, DP, I only got to see part of the fourth quarter. What was our success rate of scoring after we got beyond the 50-yard line? The one fourth down that didn't work. Actually, we weren't beyond the 50 though. We were at the 42. So there were two misses along the way. Adjustments. I said, why did the Huskers go for it on fourth down at midfield up two possessions late in the game when a punt sure would have pinned them? The belief system of coaches is that what you've practiced, what you've prepared for, and then what you see. And if you think that – now, the play call, people saw Emmett and said that Dylan was late to Emmett in the left outer third. But me as a coach, when I saw this, Key was in the slot. It was fourth and two. Key was in the slot to hit to Dylan's right with the greatest amount of space, wide side of the field. To me, what you would hope is that Dylan makes the easy throw, or what we think is an easy throw. You don't know if a defender gets his hand in the throwing window. But Key was going to get 2 yards before that defender got downhill to get him, but if Dylan doesn't like that, Dylan knows that defender, he's done his scout work, he didn't like it, so he took his eyes back to Emmett. By that point, he was late. So the scheme was right, the execution didn't happen. But that's what happens. That's what happens. I'm okay with him going forward. If you believe you can get 2 yards, and again, you may also feel like, let's lock this thing up. We keep the ball here. It's a wrap. We can go home. So I understand that. Texas says, I want to hear specifically you talk about the O-line play, specifically left tackle. It was a rotation. It was, my goodness, it was merry-go-round between Pritchard, Gunner, and Turner Corcoran, and literally Bach. We were in the conference room watching the game, and when we see the rotation that Turner Corcoran and Teddy Prochazka are the tackles at any point, we threw confetti in there. Like, it was like, oh, we're so back. Look, we're back. Nebraska football's back. When you get Prochazka and Corcoran as the bookends, throw confetti, right? Like, it's just like,
2021 all over.
Right. Like, hey man, let's say who we are. But then the rotation that they went back to Pritchard. Pritchard had the false start in the red zone. And they got after Dylan, got after him, his teammates got after him. I'm sure the coaches got after him. You made the switch. Gatula came in, played a few series. Corcoran played a few series. Then the final couple of series, it was back to Pritchard. Late sack was a coverage sack. Late pressure, Prince's man beats him off the edge. He sacks Dylan. Again, happens in the space. Offensive line play, you rush for 100 yards and you kept Dylan relatively clean. Relatively clean. There were some decisions that were made. But how are you grading the offensive line? Pancakes? 100 rushing, 100 plus, you had a 100 yard rusher. That's a metric for that, right? Do you degrade that? Do you devalue the 100 yard rushing? Do you devalue the 250 yards passing? 240 yards passing?
Well, I think it was funny because I kind of did the, you know, everybody does, I suppose, you kind of think about the grades that you would give each position. And it was kind of funny because I went through and I said, quarterback played pretty good. Running back played was pretty good. Wide receiver play was pretty good. Tight end was pretty good. Offensive line, and then you have to stop and think, wait a minute, if everybody's playing pretty good, then maybe the offensive line, outside of a few moments, right, there were some those plays that you highlight, but probably did pretty good.
Like, I mean, what... like we didn't have the full chain of holding penalties that we've had, right? We didn't have anybody falling backwards before the snap, right? Just because. So take the wins and then take the lessons as well. You don't want false starts. You're shooting for perfection. I don't know how they grade it out. It'll be interesting to see when that information comes out. Sonny Sir says, my kids are my greatest teacher for how to grow as a fan. They've only ever known the last 5 years of Husker football. I get frustrated over how things look from my own expectations, and they ground me because they're just happy we won. Disc Golf Jake says this, week one football looked like week one football. People demanded to win the close, one score game, and they did. They wanted to win the close one score game, and they did. People ought to breathe a little bit and chill. Big B says it looked very much like a first game. So there's room for improvement. We got the win, take it and move forward. Texter says this, DP, great game, a lot of learning to do after that game, but they finished and that's what matters most. Go Big Red. We'll get to the top half of this thing and you guys have been active. So thank you. Greatly appreciate it. We'll do them in order, Bach. C. Munden says this, I feel pretty confident with that being our first game. Every team has to shake the first game jitters and rust off. Yep.
Listen, I'm not going to completely go up against the first game thing because there naturally are going to be. Every coach, as you know, is going to back you up on this. Is you don't know what you don't know. You're ironing things out, so all that does factor into play. But I do feel a bit. I feel like it looked a lot cleaner in week one than it's looked the last 2 years in my mind. So, I mean, you didn't have that many penalties. You didn't have any turnovers.
Three.
So, I mean, all the week one stuff, like there's some truth to it, but it was actually pretty good for week one football.
Let me be the first to say it. It looked like a well-coached team.
There you go.
It looked like a well-coached team. They were in the right. They were lined up properly. The reads were good, right? Some of the execution has to work, but that's a football thing. They looked like a well prepared, well coached football team. And for everybody who said yesterday, I want them to look like they care. I want them to look like they know what they're doing. I want it to look like they're well coached. Well, you got all of those. You got all of those. Prices from last night. Okay. Loaded fries, seasoned curry fries with chicken tenders, queso, and boom boom sauce.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
$27.89.
That's about what my wife got. I just did not understand when she brought it back, and I looked at my on my phone tray. I said, "What else did you buy? What else did we get?
You got the notice. You got the credit card notice.
Yeah.
Hey man, are you at Arrowhead Stadium spending $30 on chicken tenders, bro? Like, look, I love that feature too because it sometimes reminds me. Yeah, that's really a thing. Eric says, DP, I need way more deprogramming than you can handle. Nope, I'm. Listen, as a coach and as a mentor, I'm used to reprogramming folks to take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself. Brad says this, how many wins we get averaging 20 points a game? That is a legitimate question. 20 points a game, we don't know the answer. And I would imagine that that's not the ideal, but there are games where if you only give up 17 points a game or 16 points a game, I think last year they gave up, 14 a game? Based on those metrics, you win more games than you lose. So not ideal and never ideal. We're never going to get to ideal Nebraska football. The great Tom Osborne teams weren't perfect. They weren't perfect. They were effective. They were productive. And they won. Like, you have to, but you forget, those teams weren't perfect. Farley will tell you. He can tell you the games in which he had mental mistakes. Maybe, maybe my athletic ability covered for a thing that I missed. But okay. Or maybe I was out of position and Jay Foreman yelled at me and got me in position. Or vice versa. Like, we don't talk about that. Revisionist history. Hail to the victors and being able to tell the story the way you want to tell it. But the reality is there are no – ask the Eagles if they were perfect in the Super Bowl. Absolutely not. But they won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl.
Well, and I think, too, you're just trying to skip some steps here. We all want to win every game 56-14. And many of those games, you know, Osborne's teams got to that point, but they're a top five team every year in the nation. I mean, and those teams can do that. But if you're Nebraska, I mean – people might not like the comparison to Iowa, but Iowa has a whole program based on we're going to score 20 and we're going to win because I mean that's how we win. We kind of formulate it that way. So it's a way to do it. And Nebraska again isn't going to jump from never winning one possession games and losing season after losing season after losing season to finally going to 7-6 to beating everybody 56-7. It's just likely not going to happen. Now, again, Indiana can do it, so we all point to Indiana and say, who's going to be Indiana? There you go.
Look, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be. Not early on. That's just not how it works. Dave Braska says this. It took 6 hours, almost twice as long, to get to Herald yesterday because of 9 construction zones. Regardless of that, the horrible parking situation, horribly overpriced stadium food, a win is a win. I can applaud that text. I can applaud that. Texter says this, I think as the game went on, fans started realizing how bad Cincinnati actually is and started to expect the Huskers to start pulling away, but it never happened. So disappointed in that, but absolutely happy to get a dub. And again, the expectation thing, I don't know why you would expect a Big 12 team to be terrible. And listen, they weren't terrible. They made plays in the red zone. They look, they made some sharp adjustments. Their ability to flip, there were three big third downs where they flipped from their traditional zone coverage to man coverage. And then they went to a cover two. Why? To confuse Dylan, to put defenders in spaces that Dylan thought were going to be available because they had been earlier. Give Cincinnati, that's not a terribly coached team over there. That's a, listen, they were prepared. They were well prepared. So I'm okay thinking you hope that they blew them out, but no, that, you know. Texas says, from Kansas says, spinning anywhere, the D-line is not good. They won. Who are you telling me Cincinnati's D-line was better? Who's happier today? Cincinnati's D-line or Nebraska? Who slept better? Bryce says, I hate fans scream for wins, then complaining about how a game was won. Man, say that. It ended like I was expecting, wasn't what I was hoping for a few more points. I'm going to lower my season wins expectation from 9-3 to 8-4. Again, whatever expectations you have, you're free to have. I'm not going to judge you on your expectations. Maybe expectation is the wrong word, because we don't know the other 11 teams that we're playing. We just met Nebraska. We just met them, and we met them in a vacuum, in a unique situation. Factor in that 8 of the next 11 games will be played at Memorial Stadium. Does that make them better? Better situation? Again, we'll find out when we find out. Data is happy. Team showed a lot of grit. Hammond Bean says this. Team showed a lot of grit and resilience. Every time there would be a mistake made, said guy would put it behind him and make a play. Yep. Learning. Developing. Joe B says, people just need to stop being and be positive. Go big red. I understand the whole, you know, do the thing. Like, okay, I want to be the fan. I want to be heard, and I want to feel how I feel. Okay. Here we go. Deep into the vault. Wet Blanket says this. Celebrate all wins, especially when playing a powerful opponent, and you make the critical plays in a close game to get the victory. There are lots of positives. Clean game, kicking game was excellent. Efficient third down offense. But there are certainly red flags from last night. Nebraska allowed 7 yards per carry. If that continues, it will be a huge problem. All of that makes sense. All of that makes sense. All of that makes sense. Nebraska still lacks game breakers on offense. They averaged 5 yards a pass attempt and had a long run of 16 yards. Facts. Now, some would say we saw the green flags of Hunter's big game capability. We saw and we have seen that Barney can provide some of that. And, oh, it looks like Dane Key is could be the guy. He could be that dude. Being poor against the run with an offense that lacks explosive plays makes winning tough. Almost need to play almost perfect football to win. For what happened in week one, away from home against a Big 12 team, a Power 4 team, do what you need to do to win. That's the override. Live to fight another day with a win. This program has been recently just deep in the quicksand that in those situations, they didn't find a way to win. Even not being perfect in the past, there are one-score games that Nebraska could have figured out a way to win. Finishing is the most difficult thing in all sports. We keep saying it. But when you check that box, you get to have different discussions. That box was checked last night. Husker says this. It wasn't pretty, but we won. That's all we need to worry about. Cool Hand Luke says, how about Archie dropping the punts inside the 10? Again, another added value, right? A thing that in the things that were talked about before the season, it actually showed up. It actually showed up. Bravo. Bravo. Texas says, defensive line definitely seems to be our biggest concern this year. Zero pressure, which lets Torres be run all over us. Nope, that's not what happened. That's not what allowed it. Again, tell me what the scheme was. Tell me what the rules of engagement were. If you tell me that against a dual threat quarterback that you ask your front, your interior lineman to stay in their lane, get their hands up to make the passing lanes dirty, and then allow your playmakers behind you to get him to the ground. Because that's what the scheme was. That's what the plan was. The plan wasn't to get six sacks. You hoped that you could do it. But sometimes in applying that sort of pressure, you break down and you allow open lanes. So Orsby didn't kill Nebraska. They scored 17 points the whole game. Would you rather have Sorsby beat you, or would you have take the risk and have him get outside and break down your defense? What would you rather have happen?
I'll say it's often the pressure that forced him to start to scramble that allowed him to run downhill. Now, there was one giant open middle of the field run that he had. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean,
one out of the entire game.
Right.
We're literally talking about a running court. Listen, this is a program that we watched Adrian Martinez do this to every good defense in the Big Ten for 4 years. Was it because other teams were terrible in the defensive front? I don't know. Ohio State and Michigan had a lot of top flight, number one round defensive linemen and edge rushers over the course of that career. Were they terrible? Were they terrible for letting Adrian Martinez run for 100 and still win the game? No, you made a choice. You made a choice. Big Hoss says this, when Rule is at Baylor and Temple in his third year each, what were the scores of the first games of those third seasons? We can investigate. Crowbait, how you doing, bro? Says, positive we won, negative after watching the postgame show last night and waking up at 3:30 this morning, I'm dragging you and me both. Austin and I shut it down at 1:30. We shut it down at 1:30, and it could have, we could have. Okay, so a couple things I need to do before we go to break. One, shout out to the ticket team for how handling yesterday. Again, hey, Bach, you talk about new talent and new positions with new responsibilities. That group that went to Kansas City, showed up, provided coverage, did shows earlier in the day, got to Kansas City, repped the ticket, repped Nebraska, came back, got to work, job well done. The folks from Blur, job well done, great presentation once again. Great Husker crowd showed up, great stuff. To Jake Sorensen, Nick Sainert, Jay Foreman, Adam Carricker, Bach, everybody that went. VJ, bravo. The crew at Memorial Stadium. Shout out to Rachel Ray for putting on that event for the students. They packed the field at Memorial Stadium to do the game watch. Great event. Shout out to our friends at Raising Cane's for hooking us up. They took care of the students last night. Shout out to Des Moines Adams from Teammates for showing up, putting on everybody that was there last night, got Teammates gear, walked out of there. Great presentation, great food, great pizza in the building, great event. To see the ticket up on the big screen at Memorial Stadium, we were the entertainment for all the pregame until kickoff. It was great to see and hear our voices come through those speakers at Memorial Stadium. Great win. Shout out to all of our sponsors who made the pregame show happen. You guys also made the big screen. So A1 Automotive, Blur Events, Wall-to-Wall Wine and Spirits, Elway Power Sports in Lincoln, Kindler Hotel, Raising Cane's, Currency, Select Plumbing, for all of it. Kendall Warnock, your logo was proud and profound at Memorial Stadium. To Des Moines, to Austin Orman, to Terrell Farley, AD dragged his good leg into the building and sat down and did a thing. Great photos along the way. Rudy, the intern, who was exceptional in dealing with the students and hanging out. They emptied the ticket swag box, emptied it to all the new students in play. And then to the University of Nebraska and the athletic department for allowing us to be there. Game, full game presentation. For week one for this thing, for the ticket, we went 1-0. We'll be right back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.